News from the American Soybean Association. We harvest legislative victories so farmers can harvest soybeans. I'm Bob Callanan. Today your audience can listen to comments from ASA President Bob Metz as he talks about a shipment of palm oil-based biodiesel from Ecuador and ASA's efforts to plug a regulatory loophole in the new biodiesel tax incentive. Now your first of four cuts comes in 3, 2, 1.
The American Soybean Association is outraged because this is clearly bringing biodiesel into this country to take advantage of a tax incentive that was passed really to help start the biodiesel industry here in the United States, and for a foreign oil to come in and receive that incentive just was not the intent of this legislation.
And cut two in 3, 2, 1.
Congress wants to lessen its dependence on all forms of foreign oil. We want to build an industry here in the United States of renewable fuels, homegrown here in the United States. And we did pass a tax incentive, a very proper tax incentive, to build this industry, to give the American consumer the ability to buy homegrown fuel. And I believe through a bit of a loophole, some foreign biodiesel will be coming in this country and taking advantage of that tax incentive.
And cut three in 3, 2, 1.
The easiest fix would be what was, I believe, originally intended. There was a list of feedstock products, all of which are grown in the United States, and that was to be the tax incentive feedstocks. The IRS took a look at the rule and said, no, that is not an inclusive list. It is a list that could be added to, and so palm oil, biodiesel made from palm, will also receive that tax incentive. So certainly we could fix that list and bring it back to, I believe, its original intent, and that would be all feedstocks that are grown here in the United States. Yeah, failing that, we could certainly have a tariff put on at the exact value of what the tax incentive is. That is how the ethanol industry has kept foreign ethanol out of this country. That does not stop biodiesel from coming into this country, but it does stop those foreign imports to enjoy the tax incentive that this industry needs.
And your final cut in 3, 2, 1.
We want to thank our friends in Washington. They've worked hard to put in place this biodiesel tax incentive to spur on this great industry, a very clean-burning fuel and a homegrown fuel. And I think we will find a way with our friends in Washington to really have a biodiesel tax incentive for homegrown biodiesel from the base products that are grown here in the United States. And I have every confidence in the world that we will be able to work through this.
This report is brought to you by the American Soybean Association. I'm Bob Callanan in St. Louis.